It's a schus and an honor to be here today. Here we are, Erev Parshas Truma. What a jam-packed Parsha. And what we're going to do, like we always do, we're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to try to come out with a major yesod, a major foundation for life. Also, added in this idea, 6 years ago, my grandfather, Rav Chaim Zev Bamzer, Chaim Zev, and Shalom Shraga Feivish, my grandfather was Nifter. And I think with so many of these ideas, I'm going to talk about him, what he meant to me, what he meant to the family, what he meant to Klal Yisrael, and we'll intertwine it with Parshas Truma. The Torah starts off, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. And Hashem spoke to Moshe, Daber el Bnei Yisrael. Speak to the children of Israel, V'yichuli Truma. And take Truma. Take the portion. Me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu libo. From every man whose heart will motivate him, Tikhu et trumasi. He shall take my portion. So we're introduced to Parshas Truma. And we know that we're going to learn about all the about the Mishkan, and we're going to learn about all the Kalim. And this Parsha is going to separate the boys from the men, or the men from the boys, however they say. Because it's so detailed. Right, we went from the Bereishis, we had all the stories. And then we started off Parshas Shemos and Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then we just had Mishpatim, which was hard. All the different laws, all of Shas, Ksuvis, Baba Kama, Baba Basra, Shas at our fingertips. And now we move into Parshas Truma. The idea of the Mishkan. The idea of bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam in. And the idea of all the Kalim. So again, there's so much to do because there's so much Torah. It's so deep and there's so much to do. But we're going to start asking a couple of questions. Question number one. We know that in all the Lishonos, in all the language of the Torah, you look in Parshas Truma, there's so many different Kalim, so many main Kalim. We know that we have the Kalim, we have the Mizbeach, we have the altar, we have the menorah, we have the Aron, we have the Shulchan. Again, all these details. But if you look at the Lashonos, whenever it's talking about, for example, when it's talking about the menorah, it says, Alashon v'asiso, and you should do. What is that in Lashon? Lashon singular, Vasiso. And then when it's talking about the Mizbeach, and again it says Vasiso, and you should do. However, when you look at the Aron, it says in Perikov Hei, Pasuk Yud, Vasu Aron Asei Shittim. And they shall make an Aron of Shittim wood. And ask all the Achronim, all the Rishonim, why the Lashon Vasu? Why the Lashon in plural? What is that all about? We know the Gemara tells us all over Shas. The Gemara tells us in Menachos, in Das Samaches. I think, don't look, but I think. That we know it says, Usfartem Lachem B'Yom HaShabbos. Says the Gemara, the fact that it says in Lashon plural, Usfartem. Everyone needs to make their own sphere. Interesting discussion. Can you be Yotze with the Chazan or not? Whole separate shir on that. Shomei Ka'one. When I listen to it, is it like I'm saying it? Fascinating Mar Makomos. We're not going to go there. Amazing Pri Chodosh. Unbelievable. That's a whole separate suit. But we see Usfartim Lachem that every single person needs to make their own counting. It says in the Gemara, and Daf Memches in Sukkah, Uvakachtim Lachem. What does it mean? Lekicha lekol echad ve'echad. Every single person needs to go and take dalin minim. In the first day, you can't have someone be Yotze for you. But then we know that when you're counting Yovel, it says, Usparta Lecha. You're counting the 50 years of Yovel. And it's Usparta Lecha. Says the Halakha. The question is, what's the difference? And why, by Aron, is it Vasu Aron? It should be Vasiso. We're only having one Aron, seemingly, right? So why is it Vasu Aron Aseshit? Question one. Why the language in plural? Question two. Right at the beginning of the Parsha, we're told that we are Viechuli Truma. Very interesting. What do you mean, Viechuli? And they shall take to me a portion. What do you mean, they should give me Vinatanli Truma? What is this Viechuli Truma? Big question. Everyone talks about that. These are big kashas. But then it says Vizoisa Truma. And this is the portion. And what does it say? It says Zahav, Vechesed, Vinechoshes. And you should take gold and silver and copper. Techeles, Vargamon, Vitolat Shani, Vishesh, Vizim. All these different things. We got turquoise wool. We got purple wool. We got all. We got it all. And linens and goat's hairs, right? All the different things. And then right at the end, Boris Eli Madamim. And then it says, Avnei Sholom, the Avnei Meluim, La'efod V'Lachoshen. They should have these special stones. They were beautiful, the Shohem stones. And they should put on the ephod for the Choshen of the Kohen Gadol. Ask the Gevaldik Orachayim HaKodesh. The Orachayim again lived in 1696 to 1743. And he lived in Morocco. He moved to Eretz Yisrael at the end of his life. And he asks, he has a very, very, very lengthy, has very beautiful, unbelievable, unbelievable things. He says, quotes Gemaras, asks a lot of kashas. He spoke a lot about the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He was zeicher to have his name HaKadosh. And the Or HaChaim says, that, what's the pshat? We know that the stone of the Avnei Shoham and the Avnei Meluim were the most precious stones. So if those were the most precious stones, so why are they at the end? They should be in the beginning. You know, we have an idea in Chazal that if there's greater things, their value is greater. So it should be in the beginning of the list. So what is so unique? Why is the Avnei Shoham found at the end? Question three. We know that after someone makes a siyum, after someone finishes masechta, shows mizaych, finishes, right? When someone finishes masechta, we know the famous thing at the end, right? We're talking about papa, and papa, right? Everyone's waiting for the papas. But then what do we say at the end? Anu amelim v'makabel schar, v'hem amelim v'ein makabel schar. We are amel and we get schar. And they are Amol, the Umas HaOlam, the nations of the world, are Omel, and they ain't a Makabel Schar. Ask them, this is one of the top five. You know, I'm not here to rate the Chofetz Chaim Sforim, you know. I haven't been through enough of them, but this is a famous one. And if it's not famous, we'll make it famous. Don't feel bad. Says they give all the Chofetz Chaim, this is pocket material. Always got to have pocket material. Yeah, it says the Chofetz Chaim. What do you mean? You're going to tell me, oh no, I'm Ale Makabaskar. They hate my Ale Makabaskar. They're awful, they toil and they don't get scar? Come on. You know, some non-Jews are very successful people. What are you talking about? You know, again, we throw out some big names. What's up? You know, Warren Buffett, he's got some cash. You know, a lot of people that have some money. What do you mean? Hey, my man, Lano Cabo Scar, they'll laugh at you. They'll be like, you're jealous of my cash. What's it all about? Again, I don't know if the Cabo Scar brings the example of Warren Buffett, but the Cabo Scar wants to know, what does this line mean, which we have to know what we're talking about. Question four. Oh, there's so many questions. I scare people when I say the questions. Maybe we just won't put numbers. There's so much to do here. Okay, we got to pick and choose. That's what life's about. But let's do it. Question four. If I would ask you, Kevin, we know that Chazal tell us, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, that the world stands on three things. Al Torah v'avoyd v'agios chasodim. Avoda, says the Medrash, that represents the Mizbeach, the altar, putting the Karbonis on the altar. Learning Pesachim in the afternoon, Kodshim, it's Gevaldik. This week, you know, it was mamish, a big week for me. Baruch Hashem, Shana Aleph went on a trip, and Shana Bet, we went to the Mir Yeshiva. We heard Shiurim, it was unbelievable. We learned 2 days, we stayed the Taide. I was able, in the beginning of the week, my Rebbe, Rav Sachs, came and gave Shiur, and it was mamish, such a tziyat to the Shemaya. Because the exact shiur that I gave last week, you know the story of the Sfasemes, I don't know if anyone remembers anything I say, but I remember a little, right, the story of the Ono Hashem, right, that was a beautiful story, and the whole idea of what Abdus means, that we're in Evet Hashem, okay, I don't want to chazir it, because you don't remember anything I said, but it's okay, he said the exact shmooz, and so I told me they were looking at me like, oh, he copied me, no, I didn't. He didn't copy me, I probably copied him, right, Baruch Hashem, and I told him after, you know, Baruch Hashem, you can hear from the source. And then we went to the Mir Yeshiva, and I saw some more of my other Rabbeim. I introduced one of my Rabbeim that I still learn with, Rav Elk. And it was so fun, you know, introducing your Rebbe. Ah, what a schus for my Rebbe to give over to my Talmidim. Really unbelievable. It was a big week. Why am I talking about this? Not sure. But, oh yeah. So it was a big week in Torah. It was a lot of, it was a Gevaldik. We were steiging the Torah. And if you would ask someone, I really had a point of saying this, I don't know why, I just wanted to bring it up, but I don't know. Okay, whatever, hopefully it'll come to me, probably won't. And now, so what do we say right now? So, Avodah is a Mizbeach. If you would ask someone what Gemilas Chasadim is, the Shulchan, they make the Shulchan, they would have the Shulchan, they would prepare the loaves, they would have the bread, the Lechem Aponim, and they would have it from week to week, it wouldn't go bad, all the Nisim and the Flos that went on in the Beis HaMikdash. That is the Halaga Lechem Aponim. But if I'd ask you, what does Torah represent? What's Torah? What would you say? The Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, and Daf Chof Hey, if you want to be smart, Yachkim, Yidrum, the Yachkim, what does the Gemara say? It's talking about Menorah. But isn't the Torah the Aron? Which one is it? There seems to be two things. Aron is the Torah because it holds the Luchos, but at the same time, it's the Menorah. Which one? Make up. Why two? What's it all about? What's it all about? So let's just chaz over a little. Again, a lot of kashas. A lot of kashas. The first kasha is Vasu Aron Asei Shitim. Why in Lushan plural when all the other kalim, all the other vessels are in singular? Vasisa and you should do. What's that all about? Question two is why the Archaim's question, Avnei Shoam, what a special stone. It should be part of the earlier part of the story over there. It should be in the list earlier in the Torah. Question three is, Anu Amelim, Makabel Schar, we get Schar when we're Amel, and they don't? Come on, what does that mean? And the fourth question is, what represents Torah? Is it the Menorah or is it the Aron? And furthermore, the Medrash says, the Gevaldik Medrash, the Medrash says, Vasu Aron Asei Shitim. What does it mean, Vasu Aron? Lecholecha be'echon, every single person, and we're going to lead into the questions and the answer soon, and every single, and then it says, another question, another explanation, Dover Acher, Vasu Aron Asei, just like Vasu Li Mikdash. What? We're talking about the Aron. We're talking about the beautiful Aron Kodesh, that's the Aron that held the Luchos. Why does it have to do, what does it have to do with the Mishkan? Okay, it's one of the Kalim of the Mishkan, but what does it have to do with the Pasuk Vasuli Mishkan? Good question. And then the Medrash says, Hashem says, Kaiser, I love you so much. You know what I'm like? I'm like, I'm your shepherd, and you are my flock. And then the Medrash goes on. And it's just like you're planting the vineyard, and I'm your guardsman, I'm your showman. And then he says, the next level, I'm your father. Why? Why is the Medrash going, okay, I get it. Hashem, you run the world. I love you. I love you so much, the Rebbeinu Shalom. But what are these examples about? Lot to do. Okay. I just want to speak about one Nekuda. Oh, it's late. Always late. Lot to do. A lot of time. My grandfather Rav Chaim Zev Bamzer, Rav Shlomo Shraga Feivish, was a leader in Klal Yisrael, Be'emes, a leader in Klal Yisrael. I was named after his father, Rav Shlomo Shraga Feivish. And, you know, there's a lot to talk about, and we could have a whole shiur just on this. Just who he was, what was he about. But there's like two main nekudas that are going to interplay with all the answers of Parshas Truma, I think, of what he was all about. My grandfather was a Talmud Chacham, a leader, a rabbi of a shul, worked in Yeshiva University over 50 years, taught thousands and thousands of people, gave drushas, had such a quick sense of humor. He had chazal in his pocket. He had chumash and all the midrashim and shas in his pocket. I remember going to, I didn't even know what was going on. I was in high school, you know, I was a stupid little kid. Didn't know, yeah, man, I was stupid, little. And I made a siyum, and I know, what was a siyum? He's throwing it down, we're going to a restaurant, what's up? He finished shas, he decided that 1 year he's just gonna do 7.5 plot a night. You know, like Kazura, you know, like whatever. A leader. And he was a person that never, ever, ever, ever gave up. You know, his parents weren't so wealthy. His father, Philip, I'm also, you know, in English they call me Joel Philip. So Philip. So he was a window washer. And back in those days, they would lose their jobs all the time. And he used to lose his job a lot. And his mother, Yetta, was Mesivas Nefesh Retoyer. She worked in the school just to make sure that her kids get a Jewish education. They keep the Torah because it was hard. It was hard back then. Baruch Hashem, Mesivas Nefesh. It's unbelievable, you know. Baruch Hashem, very, 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 very close to my grandfather. But, you know, you could go on Wikipedia, you know, and you have a whole long essay. Unbelievable. You see the unbelievable, the godless. But besides being a Talmud Chacham, and besides being a Yerush Shemayim, and besides being a Darshan She'in Kamo, we could get up and just give drushes on and on and on. A little different than me, as Toichen, I make up some things, whatever. Tell some jokes. I try to tell some jokes. But he was a giver. You know, some people have different midas in life. You know, life obviously is a struggle sometimes because we have midas that we want to change. But Be'etzem, inherently, my grandfather was a giver. He just gave. He wasn't cheap. He just gave out. You know, Baruch Hashem. You know, he gave this mida out to my mother, Baruch Hashem. A giver. Baruch Hashem, my parents are givers. My mother just keeps on giving. It's about giving. And she got it from her father. He would just give out. He would give out. He was a hard worker. Imagine working in an institution for 50 years. And he would just give. The midah is not shaykh. It doesn't mean, he would just give. He would give of himself. He would give to the tzibur. He built a life and he would give to his family. There's not one, it's unbelievable. There's not one person that would tell you that everyone thinks that they're Zaydi's favorite. That's amazing. That's amazing that what he gave to his children, Baruch Hashem, everyone, leaders in all the communities in New Jersey and Edison and Five Towns and in Miami and in Albany, all because he gave it over. He had this love. He had this idea that I'm just going to give. And every single one of them thought he was their favorite. Every grandchild thought he was their favorite. That's godless. That's godless that every single person thought they were so close to him. Because he got to their kishkas, he spoke to them. He understood everyone. He gave everyone time. And he cared about everyone. It wasn't like this fake, you know, how you doing? No, it was, I care about you. Talk to me. Learn with me. That's what he was about. And that's why there's so much pride in this family. Because they carry this name. This name from Zaydi, the Bomzer family.
And whenever you go, right, whenever you go to a rov or whatever, or an institution, you say, you know my grandfather? You know my father? Because he had this midah of always giving. And he built relationships with everyone. Everyone. Always just giving, 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 giving. Him with my grandmother, who should be strong, who's also a kayach. They built this home together, and they inculcated it to their children. But this hard work, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to build. I'm going to build that relationship with Hashem. Now let's come back to some. Again, we'll talk more. Maybe I'll tell some stories. Probably not. Whenever I say maybe, it means no. But no. But again, it's not shaykh. And we all are building our lives here. And we all want to be leaders within ourselves. Tackle on midas, work on ourselves. But we want to build our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. But it all stems from the hard work. Va'asu aron asei shitim. Why the language of va'asu? Why plural, says the Medrash? Va'asu represents l'chol echad ve'echad. Every single person has the ability to become an aron. It's not Vasiso, it's not just Klal Yisrael. It's that everyone has a chelik in Torah. Everyone. We can't use these excuses. Oh, it's not for me, I'm not a rabbi. Oh, I don't have a good education. No, everyone, Vasu, everyone has a connection to the Torah. L'chol echad ve'echad. No one can use excuses anymore. There's too many svarim. Every single thing is translating to English. Everything. We can't even use excuses. We can't learn anymore. Let's can't read English. I think everyone can read English here. So vasu l'chol echad ve'echad. Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh. Why is Avnei Shoam? Why is that beautiful stone not in the beginning? So he quotes a Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Hey. And the Gemara says that there were Malachim that came and they dropped off this stone. Says Yor HaChaim, what's greater? Hard work or getting something as a matana, as a gift? Says Yor HaChaim, hard work. You know why the beginning stones are there first? Because it toil. Hard work, hard work, amelus, hard work. That's why those stones, because those stones were a gift. Since those stones were a gift, so they're at the end. Because what's more precious, the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, what's more precious if someone gives you 9 kavim, one of these measurements, right? Gives you 9 kavim for free or 1 kav you work for. Says the Gemara, 1 kav you work for is greater. Because the amelus, the toil is all about working in an institution for 50 years. That's what it's all about, the sweat. And I'm sure it wasn't easy. But it's the constant, again and again and again, that I just have to toil. I have to make it part of my life. You know, I book and they, oh, I don't feel the learning. I don't like it. No, it's because they're not working. The guys that are in my shir that are matzliach, they're the smartest guys in the shir. They're the guys that work. They say, okay, maybe I don't have the pshat, but I'm going to work. I'm going to work, and I'm going to get it. Look at all the successful people. They work hard. So what's the difference between Sesa Chavetzchai? What's the difference between Arom Meo Makavos Kar, Meo Meo and Makavos Kar? Why are we getting Skar and they don't get Skar? What? Because we have something different. Yes, they have toil and we have toil. But what's different between us and them? It's about my lave. Hashem runs the world. We're not in charge of the results. We think we are sometimes. We think we're in charge of the results. We think we're Hashem. But we're not. We know we're not. Or sometimes we don't know, and after the answer, we find out we're not Hashem. Because Hashem's Hashem. But Hashem's the man in charge of the results. In the non-Jewish world, and again, everyone has to perform. If you don't perform, Very nice. Like, you know, you're working hard, but fix my thing. I bring something to get fixed and you can't fix it. I'm not paying you. What are you doing, right? You go to a guy, you're like, listen, I'm going to build you a skyscraper 110 feet, yeah, that's pretty small. Like 110 stories, you know? And all of a sudden, you're like a 55. You're like, listen, I can't do it anymore. I worked hard. Be like, yo, man, you don't finish that building, you're going to be paying for that building, you know? You think I'm giving you cash? You're going to be giving me cash, buddy. So, what's the shot? What do you mean? But I worked hard on the 55 stories. That's a lot of stories, you know what I'm saying? No, because it's about the result. What's my result? With Claudio Stroll. Yes, results are important. I'm not here to say results aren't important. But it's the hard work! It's the Amelu, says the Chavetz Chaim. Yidavenu Libo, at the beginning part is Truma. It's my heart! Where is my heart? And guess what? No one knows where your heart is, only you and Hashem. It's one of the awesome things. No one knows what's really going on in someone. No one really knows, you know, unless he says it. Even if he says it, I spoke about this before. Maybe he doesn't even mean it. Maybe he's having a bad day. Maybe he's learning up that this person hates him. You know, our brains are a little messed up sometimes. Whatever. We don't have to talk about that. Right? But we think, oh, he hates me. So, the whole thing. That just, the gavlach goes there. He hates me. He doesn't. And then, okay, you understand what I'm trying to say. But what am I saying here? I'm saying that the amelus is in my heart. Again, I need results, but that's not the ikker. As long as a person really puts it in. The Gemara tells us the need of ayin on a base. The Gemara says, I want to be yakim. I want to be smart, says the Gemara. Very gavaldik. Ayin on a base, says the Gemara. How are you going to be smart? How are you going to be smart? How are you going to know the Torah? Says the Gemara, gavaldik. Let's look inside. Yar be yeshiva v'imayim b'tzchayro. Start learning more. Then the Gemara says, and if that doesn't help, Yivakshu Rachamim. Ask Hashem for Siyata Dishmaya. Ask Hashem, please Hashem, help me. Give me the ability of it, because you are the one, you're the Siyata Dishmaya, which I talk about and I still write every day. You're the one giving to me, it's a gift. I have to work hard, but at the end of the day, it's a gift. And I want that gift, but you have to work for it, and then Hashem will give it to you. The Gemara Megillah, not Vavam Abayz. If a person says, I worked hard, and I didn't succeed, I'll tell me. A guy says that I didn't work hard, and I succeeded. Don't believe him, right? That guy, I got 100 on the test, I didn't study a minute. Hey, dude, you studied for 12 hours, you liar. Right? Don't believe. But if a guy works hard, and then he succeeds, says the Gemara, believe him. But you need Siyata Dishmaya. That's Basu Aron Aseishitim. What's the Medrash saying? So what's the difference between the menorah and the Aron? Beautiful. The menorah, if you look in the Torah, look in this week's parsha, the menorah was one sheet of gold, came out. But guess what? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even understand all the halachas of it. It just came out. It was a matana. But the Aron Vasu Aron Aseishitim. Every single person, Lecho Echad Ve'Echad. Everyone, Lecho Echad Ve'Echad, has to work. So again, this duality. The Amilus, and then the gift of Hashem. The Miksha Achas, the Menorah. That's what Torah is about. I work hard, the Amilus. You know, there's a lady, her name is Carol Dweck. I actually looked her up online. Unbelievable. Again, there's Chochmah and the Goyim. They are smart. Probably most of these people are Jewish anyways. And she tapped into this method. You know, I don't know if she read the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. But she has, again, 10, 11 million people are watching her. And she has this theory. And she has a book called Mindset. And she says that 98% of people, you could be successful in anything you do. Anything! That means, again, I'm not going to do it, but if I want to be an artist, I can barely draw stick people. If I would put time and effort, I said I'm going to put time and effort, I'm going to do it, I would be matzliach. What? I don't have natural ability, I'm not an artist. But no. And imagine if someone would put that time and effort. Baruch Hashem, my wife's so artistic, my children are very artistic, and they're after me. Right? If the time and effort would be there, whoa! Because we all have the mindset we could change. She says, you can look her up, that when a child fails a test, don't give him an F. Just write, not yet. Because his mindset's not there. Not yet. It's all in the mindset. Growth is all in the mindset. Growth is where I want to be. And this is what the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is saying. Yes, I'm meless. You got to work hard. If you think it's going to be easy, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. Success, only in the dictionary, success is before work. I don't know if I said that right. Sounds better when other people say it. Right? Success is before work. But it's always work and then success. But then it's the metziah, it's the gift that the Ribbono Shel Olam has given you. What's this measure saying? Hashem says, I love you so much. I'm with you, even in hard times, I'm with you. Even that little shepherd, he's going, he doesn't realize that the shepherd's watching, he's straying. Hashem says, I love you. And even when you have the vineyards and everything's gabaldic, and the world's awesome, and the world's being good to us, we still realize it's Hashem, but the key is Mishkan. Bring Hashros Hashchino, says the Ramban. Bring the Hashros Hashchino into our lives. Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam, into our lives. That's what Vasu Aron HaSeh Shitim is. We all have the ability of greatness. Just to end off, right? They tell a great story. I just heard this story. This guy, George Danzig, right? He came late. Not that I know anything about being late. You know everyone else is early. Came late to class one time. Math, he was a smart guy, he was in Berkeley, he knew what he was doing, a little more math than me, a little more than 3 times 7. I know what that is, 21. But he was going a little more advanced, he came late to class. And there were 2 problems on the board, and he wrote them down. And then he left, he's like, oh my god, I have homework. Went to the library and just killed himself. I was like, what the heck's going on here? And he just killed himself, he was on mail. Right, his professor was Jeremy Naaman, I don't know if I'm saying that right. Look this up online. There's a presentation. I don't know if the oil never saw it. My friend told me about this video. It's called Goodwill Hunting. My friend saw it, told me about it. Right? This guy, Matthew Damon, Menachem Diamond. Right? No, so it's a good movie. I did see it. Great movie. A little too much, you know, not such good 4-letter words, whatever. You have to cover your ears. He wasn't using words like love, you know what I'm saying? But anywho, right? Damon, whatever his name is. Goodwill Hunting, they made a whole video, the whole scene about this. And he killed himself on these math problems, but he didn't know that there were the 2 of the math problems that had never been solved in the whole world. He didn't know that. And he was on mail. And he came up with the answers. And everyone uses it as Musr, you know, it's like the elephants that I brought before that no one listened to me before. I think elephants, they listen to that thing, you know. I'm not going to say it again. No Chazar here, sorry. Because that could take 5 minutes and then everyone's like, oh, you're going on again. But he worked. And he got it. And he came up with the answers of these 2 math problems. If he just walked in and was like, oh, no one has the answers. No, I'm not going to fuck. Yeah, me. I'm going to. Because it's all about our mindset. It's all about the growth. And that's what my grandfather was about. My grandfather was a person that took growth to the nth degree. And all he wanted is he gave it over to my mother and her sisters and her brother. And he gave it over to the families. They're so proud. And I know right now that Zaidi is looking down. Baruch Hashem, look how many babies were named after him. Baruch Hashem, my first boy, having his chus to name after him, Chaim Zev. Chaim Zev ben Mishon Shraga Feidish. Right? I mean, I'm Yisrael also. Yisrael. Chaim Zev ben Yisrael Mishon Shraga Feidish. Because that's what he was all about. Amelus. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, God willing, gave him such brachas, a beautiful family, Tyra, holding in Shas, rattled off. I remember when they gave for his Yahrzeit, everyone was saying, he's the rabbi's rabbi. He's the rabbi that everyone goes to. I remember Luban saying, he's the rabbi's rabbi. He's the rabbi that the rabbis go to. How many Talmidim affecting? I remember just being in a taxi and I was just talking and I just said, and he's like, yeah, my principal in BTA. You're like, a random taxi in Israel, like what? And again, but that's what it's all about. The more we build ourselves, the more we become Aron Aseh Shitim, L'chol Echad Ve'Echad, the more we give. Why does it say V'chuli Truma? Because even when you give, you're really giving for yourself. Because when you give, you get out of yourself, which we talk about a lot. And you're giving for yourself. We're only in this world for 120. We ain't taking our cash with us. V'yichuli truma. The more we give, the more we build ourselves. How do we build ourselves? With the Torah. Learn Torah, and I know we have jobs, and we have different things, and we have other things. But make Torah real! Make Torah part of your life! If you don't do it, who's going to do it? Make it part of your life! Look what Hashem has given us! But put the amelus in! If you have a half hour, only a half hour, make that half hour count! Turn off your phone! Everything and say, no, I'm going to learn, really. You know the effect you'll have in Shemayim? You know the effect you'll have on yourself? You know the effect you'll have on your family? To show yourself that Torah is real? We miss that point sometimes. We just think that life's about being mediocre or get by. No, it's about Godlus. It's about Amelus. And you see what one man could do for a whole family, a whole dynasty. How many grandchildren, how many great-grandchildren, how many are helping Klal Yisrael in America, helping Klal Yisrael in Israel? Because one man decided with his wife, and she should be healthy, Bobby, they decided within themselves they're going to give it over to their children. And they were going to just give it over and make Torah Choshev. Even when you can do whatever you want, but you make Torah Choshev. We all need to build ourselves. Vasu Aron Asei Shitim. L'chol Echad Ve'echad. Hashem loves us. Hashem wants it. Amel. Amelus. Let's just keep on working harder. Let's make it harder. And then Hashem will give us that special Metziah. The Siyat D'Shmaya. That is Hashem. We should build our lives. Bring the Ribbono Shel into our lives. Build our own Mishkan. Our own Mikdash. Mikdash Ma'at. That is Hashem. We should just keep on going right there and right there. And keep on going with Hashem.